What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Aisha Speaks Real. How y'all doing today? What's good? Tree, how you feeling? It's what's up. You came in the podcast all elevating shit. Then what? Look, before we get into it, y'all, of course, you know we got to get into these drinks, okay? Oh, I didn't even introduce y'all. Okay, y'all, this is Trill. This is Trill on podcast. And before we get into everything else, let's definitely get into these drinks, y'all. We both got us a nice little glass of Moscato. We trying to ease out today. We both got some events going on. Trill is actually finna get ready to go to the event with the mashup, right?
Yeah, go
for it. Yeah, so, of course, you know, with all his talent, he definitely is going to uproar the crowd and just definitely surprise them. Because, hey, they don't know what he come to do. You know what I'm saying? He definitely finna get on one for the books. And before we get into the motherfucking podcast, let's get into this motherfucking fit, y'all. This man, he came on the podcast short, looking good and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell if he can't look good for the podcast or if he can't look good for the mashup. But you know what I'm saying? He came to the podcast first, so I'm gonna take the accountability and say he came to the podcast looking good. That's what I'm gonna say. That's really what it was. But I've done so much talking, Trill. I want you to tell the audience like a little bit of who you are. You know, for the people who may not have heard of you, know you, get them. You know what I'm saying? Your whole name and shit like that, man. Let the people know who you are.
Right, like my government.
Nigga, not your government name. I mean, if you want to disclose it, this is up to you. I'm saying let the people know who you are.
I'm telling another young 26-year-old cat out of West Jackson. You know, been making music for about 10 years. I'm like 16. Shit, man. I do this shit daily. Like, it's really, like, I got to do this shit like 24/7. So it's like,
for sure.
I play with, you know, and shit really like life changing. So, I mean, I know seeing where how far I've come from where I've started, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what really just gonna motivate me to keep going. But I can't box my music in and tell y'all how my music is, because it's just, it's a vibe, bro, right? Every time I, you know, hit the mic.
For sure, so, for like, sure. And I feel like everybody think it's a vibe. Like, I don't even think that's just nothing he's saying by himself. I just feel like everybody feels the energy. Like, when you really come onto the stage and you really get out and perform. Because you do have some music out right though.
Yeah.
You do have some music out. And, like, you know, even though he, you know, I know you haven't put a lot out now. Like, still, just when you, like I said, going out and perform, like, with the mashup. If you all live in Mississippi, most definitely the Jackson area on the mashup. Hosting a daily event called Verbal Verses, and it just give artists opportunity to come out and just show their talent. And you know, like I just said, like, this man really comes out and shows his talent, you know what I'm saying, and the crowd reacts to it. They love it. So I just definitely want to applaud you for that, and you know, 100% agree with you on it, for sure.
I appreciate it.
For sure.
Hey, I'm all about giving everybody their flowers, like, why they here. Okay, like, like I said, like, one of my homeboys was telling me last night, like, I be playing shit too humble, but, hey, I feel like everything that's supposed to come to us is going to come. Like,
yeah.
That's to all of us. Like, you put the work in, it's going
to
come.
For sure. And just to reflect on what you just said about, you know, you talk about your homeboy was talking about you playing stuff too humble, so... As you all have listened, if you all have, you know, listened to what Trill just stated, you know, he kind of gave a little bit about his background information of who he is as an artist and who he is as a person. You know, not too much, but just a little bit for you to divulge in. I just think what you said was kind of really vital when you talked about you playing yourself humble. And I wanted to, like, reflect on that a little bit, you know, hearing that constructive criticism from a friend, you know what I'm saying, another artist, you know what I'm saying? How did that make you observe and reflect on yourself? Like, how did that transpire you to look at yourself and, you know what I'm saying, not even just as an artist, but just with your creativity, with your consistency, you know what I'm saying? Did you, like, was that something you could say, you know what, I can agree to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of headspace did it put you in?
No, like, I did agree with it, like, but in the same breath, I always scream. I scream, and I'm not trying to be the nigga that's I do this.
Yeah. You ain't the one who's trying to seek all the attention.
Yeah, no. Like, I don't even want people to know. Like, I just like popping out. Like, I like popping out, coming out the bag. Like, hey, I'm in the cut. But when I get on the stage, I want to show people. Like, yeah. This nigga, really, I ain't even know he was like that. Like,
now, is that something that you just want to do? Or, like, do you feel like all artists can get out here and just pop out? Because, you know, when you say something like that, you know, for somebody who watching, they like, shit, I want to just, you know, pop out. Like, yeah. Because in my opinion, I feel like that just, that has to be with your characteristic. That has to be with, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, kind of a little bit with consistency, but more with your appearance and influence. Like, do you got the influence to just, you know, pop out like this? Do you have that outreach, you know what I'm saying? Be able to reach people in that perspective of you already knowing that you finna anoint the crowd and you finna bring in the congregation. Like, literally. You like, literally, you have to look at it like that. And I use that analogy with church because when you think about a pastor, he has a communion, you know what I'm saying? And you, and he gonna, and most times when you a preacher, you know what I'm saying? It's really like who you know type shit. You trying to, you know what I'm saying? Because you need the people to fuck with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just being for real. And when I think about you talking about, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna just pop out, do my thing. And I'm already knowing that because of who I am, I know my creativity, I know what I'm worth. You know they gonna fuck with you. Most definitely, most definitely. So do you feel like that's just a you thing?
I most definitely feel like anybody can like adopt that type of characteristic. It's just all about how much you like care about people's opinion. Like, I value some people's opinion. I ain't gonna lie. Like, we all him. I ain't gonna cap to you like that shit don't mean something to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I ask random ass people how my music sounds sometimes because I don't want no bias ass opinion.
Right. You don't want somebody to tell you something just because they fuck with you.
Exactly.
And I feel it. Sometimes I feel like I be biased.
See, y'all.
Like,
I get love and I fuck with it.
Yeah.
But see,
but you'd rather take that constructive criticism.
Tell me what it is. Like, because I ain't trying to, when I go out here on the stage, I'm going to really present to y'all who I am. Like, I'm trying to show y'all the best version of me because I feel like me making music and, like, rapping, singing, inspiring whoever in the crowd to do whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
That's what I'm supposed to do when I'm up there. Like,
yeah.
That's it. It be for y'all, but it really don't be for y'all.
Yeah, and I feel like honestly, like with what you do, if you're not doing it for a sole purpose to get somebody you, then it ain't no reason to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll fill a motherfucker cup up and you be empty. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta at the end of the day, it has to be something that you want. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be something that you want.
But I mean, there's no disrespect to none of my fans, so like, yeah, like I fuck with all y'all, I love all y'all. Like, it ain't, I'm just saying.
Hell
like,
yeah. We love y'all.
I do this shit for myself too.
Yeah.
Like, I make the music for y'all, but I do this shit for myself too.
And I think, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like even with your fans to the perspective of you saying it, like, I feel like in their perspective, they would want to know you do it for you because a lot of times, people, I feel like music is entertainment, but music is also a way for people to know they're not alone. Because a lot of times you write from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Or this something you done been through, you know what I'm saying? And it's like when a person can hear that and they can connect to your music, not even just through entertainment, but more on a spiritual, mental level, it's like, damn, he going through this shit too. And when we talk about the attention, going back to the attention, when you get to a platform and when you get to a space where you're, you know what I'm saying, kind of where you want to be, you seeing the results of the things that you've been doing and you've been working on.
Yeah.
So a lot of motherfuckers, that shit seem easy. But when a motherfucker can listen to your music and hear that pain, and it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Then it gotta be pain. It could just be anything. Like, just being able to sympathize. It's like, okay, I know that I'm not alone. I know I ain't the only one going through this. I know I ain't the only one feeling like this. You know what I'm saying? I respect him for putting this in his music. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it just give you, it's just, I don't know, it's just like a different vibe. Like, it's really just like a different vibe and a different energy you can get with a person and a different connection you can get with the artist.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I try my best to be the same person on the track that I am like, in real life. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't never try to give off, like, nothing false. Like,
yeah, like how these niggas be like, oh, I done shot a nigga up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I done beat a nigga ass.
Yeah.
Threw him in the grass.
Yeah.
Football pay.
If you ain't know that for real, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even go out like that. That shit ain't it. Yeah. know, handle your business. I ain't saying don't handle your business.
For sure. So, I know we kind of been, you know, on the wagon of talking about, like, just you as an individual when it comes to your creativity and your music. But I kind of do want to bounce on what got you into music. You know what I'm saying? Because I've already feel like, you know, you kind of told us a little bit of you know, what music is doing for you. And really, you already expressed that it is how you think because you do it for you.
Yeah.
That's your sole purpose of music. You do it for yourself. It's your safe space. You know what I'm saying? So, what got you into this safe space? Like, what got you into, like, okay, I need this as, like, a coping mechanism. You know what I'm saying? To me, in a sense. I be on some therapy shit, so.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I really started taking music serious at 16. Like, I had been wanting to make music and shit. Like, this is into, like, niggas like Chris Brown and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, Tory Lane. Like, this is like a Fable album. Really, like, hit me on now, but mm-hmm. Like, I've been listening to, like, a lot of niggas, like, R&B niggas. Like,
yeah.
A little bit
more slow music type, yeah.
But see, I rap, too, so it'd be, like, I don't know, it just...
Really, the flow of changing. And then when you say so much, like, do you feel like your life is changing, too? That kind of makes you want to change in your music.
Yeah, that's always.
Yeah.
Like, what really brought me to it was, like, just... It was, I don't feel like there's no other way I can really just express myself to be heard, fully understood, like, without putting it into music. Like, everybody in my family, you know, like, I make music, they know how serious I take, no matter what, they know Marcus out here doing something with music, like, they know this shit, and that shit, it'd be crazy, you know, to even hear myself on some of these tracks sometimes, because it'd be like, I'd be amazed at the shit I came up with, but,
The shit you doing, so I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, even with just me doing a podcast and shit, like, I'll go back looking at my videos, or I'll go back looking at some other podcasters or something like that, and I'm just looking at the people who've been interviewed. I'm like, damn, just to see the growth of a person. Yeah. That shit be like, what the fuck? Like, that shit really be amazing to you, like, you know what I'm saying? And especially when it comes to this music shit, like, bro, people really be elevating their music, like, for real, like... Yeah. The growth really be amazing. Hell yeah, no cap.
That's real shit though.
No cap.
You just gotta stay down, stick the course. Like, to be honest, like, that's how I tell anybody. I be seeing niggas in the gym when I'm in the gym. Bro, why you get like that? Bro, ain't no difference between me and you, bro. All things
different
is I come in here and you, but not saying no disrespect, they don't, but it's like y'all said, consistency. Like, if you're consistent with anything, bro, you're gonna become great at it, bro. You just gotta put time into it.
Yeah.
They actually take it serious, like, but the people ain't, if you ain't not taking it serious, like, people gonna know. People gonna feel that shit, bro. Like, they gonna, it's energy in this shit, man. Manifestation in this shit, all of it.
Yeah.
You gotta watch what you say with this shit, like, cause you really.
Speaking into your life.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and so I feel like we got a little off track, y'all. I think that was me. Like, I really think that was me. So I was asking you, you know, what had got you into music? Like, what was your?
I ain't gonna lie,
what was your push?
The first, I saw a video of ASAP Rocky when I was like 16. He was rapping Cody, and like, I was like. Type of nigga I was in high school just growing up. Like, it was like pretty boy type nigga. Everybody thought I was just like privileged. It wasn't like that, but like.
But the perspective of people.
I wouldn't matter.
Right.
Man, I ain't tripping. But I saw myself in it and like in him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So seeing him do that, I was like, damn, I can really do this shit. Like, I had already was in my head, like, people at school making music and shit like that. I'm like, bro, I'm doper than a lot of these niggas though.
Yeah.
Like, I can really do this shit. And that, I don't just be trying to, like, compete with niggas, but it's like, I'm like, bro, hell, I know I can do this shit. Like,
oh, God, these niggas can do it. Shit. On, like, why not me? Why not me?
But I know that shit was good for me, though. Like, I just tell. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I vibe with it different. I feel shit on a different level, even without the music. It's time that I heard certain shit and just start tearing up because I really feel what the artist was doing.
the connection. Really? Oh God. And like, that's why, like, I know I talked about it so much and I always talk about it, but the connection that you get with a person and energy is so real, bro. Like, you know, and I talk a lot of noise and I may say a lot of slendery stuff, you know, on or off the podcast, but like, literally what I know in my spirit is like, bro, like, what you hear, what you see, like, bro, that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say, and it just all falls back onto what we listen to when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? Just that connection you had with him, that was dope as hell. Because, you know, A$AP Rocky, shout out to A$AP. He is a dope-ass artist. Like, he really is a dope-ass artist. And to know that, like, that's somebody who inspired you.
That's it. I mean, I done vibed into like other artists.
Artists, yeah. Saying, and that's okay. I feel like that's just growth.
That's like, I just find myself, like, I see myself in a lot of these artists. I just was able to goddamn, however they came at it. Before I even could just make the music, I make, like, I just used to try to offer to do it like this, offer to try to be like, bro, with this.
But yeah.
Now it's like really some thriller shit. Like,
yeah, you really got your own lane. You found your own lane type shit.
Shit, right?
That's what's up. And you supposed to, like, I feel like, you know, when you growing, and that's why I say it's just growth. Like, when you get to a point in your life where you seize an opportunity, you know what I'm saying? You taking these risks, you believing in yourself, you supposed to grow. You ain't supposed to do the same thing. Because if you're doing the same thing, you're not moving, you're not progressing.
That's
it. Same. Okay. Literally. And you really just moving in motion. Like, that's why, hey, I don't know who made the video, but we gonna recite this shit again. But when I say a motherfucking emotion like this, literally what that mean. You have emotion. Like, you moving, but you're not progressing. Like, I could be walking in a straight line and get nowhere. Literally. But if I don't progress, if I don't change, if I don't make a left or a right, where the fuck am I going? I don't know, because I'm just be going fucking nowhere. Just fucking moving, you know? So I really do feel like, you know, with you finding a different feel for something. And like, I know, like, right before the podcast, we was having a conversation just, you know, when it came to like, just what was holding you back, you know, talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know, back to you changing the type of music you listen to, getting a different feel, getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when we talk about what's holding you back, I feel like those sometimes it be things that we still holding on to that we comfortable in. A lot of times people think about holding on to stuff. They think about people. They think about habits. A lot of times we hold on to, and it's kind of similar to a habit, like tradition, things that we do to ourselves and mindsets and shit like that. You know, procrastination, because we like, oh, I need to wait on these. I need to wait on that. And it's like, why? No, you don't. Just get started.
You're right. It's a lot of shit, but like, I'm at a point now where like, I ain't even finna, the shit I'm finna say, and I ain't gonna let it like stop it from doing what I gotta do no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like some of the women, some of the problems with my baby mama.
Yeah.
Like, shit don't be just out of control, but it be like out of the wild, like shit come from left field sometimes.
And sometimes it be a lot to deal with.
And with it, like, it just, like, days like today, like, I had some shit happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before then, I'm cool, I'm coasting, I'm chilling. I'm chilling now, but I'm just saying, like,
because that shit happened.
Yesterday, it's like, man, now I feel like I got something to prove to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, man, like, why that shit happened yesterday? Like,
yeah, type shit.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But I ain't tripping, because like, I really feel like I do everything
for a reason, yeah.
Maybe, like, it is what it is. I ain't gonna trip, I ain't gonna let shit, like, bother me, man, because I'd have been down bad, so, like, I know what bad look like. I ain't trying to go back there. I ain't trying to fall well in no situation. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all love, like.
For sure.
I'm always walking with the love, bro. It's cool. I ain't got to fuck with you.
No cap. No cap. And I feel it. And like, and the reason I say I feel it, because like I said, we was talking, you know, I was kind of like expressing the same thing too. Like, I was dealing with a lot. You know what I'm saying? I feel like sometimes the things that we go through, it does put us at a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? And it builds this block where we feel like, okay, it's a lot going on in my life. And, you know, and sometimes that becomes a distraction to the things that we want. And then it's like we're trying to battle with ourselves. Like, do I focus on fixing this problem or do I focus on chasing my dream and fixing that problem? Because if I go on to do that, this problem might get fixed. But then if I don't fix this problem might progress and then I might not focus on my dream. So it's just like, it's so much back and forth. It's like the devil and the angel. And it's like, you don't know what decision to make because you can. And it's really, you're stressing yourself out. You know, we're stressing ourselves out. Yeah, and overthinking, like, what decision to make. You know what I'm saying? But
shit get real.
It do get real. It really do get real.
It shit get real, man. Some shit be bogus, but, hey, the way I take shit now, like, I just rock with it, bro. Like I said, man, I done been hit harder than a lot of niggas, like, with a lot of shit. So it just be, I just try to weather the storm, bro.
For sure.
I keep a smile on my face regardless of what I'm going through. Like, half of the time, I be knowing I need to talk to people. I be knowing I need to.
But you just.
Yeah. I just take it to the music. I do got therapy, I ain't gonna lie.
That's good.
I feel like every black
man. Love mental health.
And woman should listen. Like,
I need therapy, y'all.
Mental health. Like,
you lying.
Like, if you gotta talk to somebody, bro, go talk to somebody. See somebody out there that understands what you're going through. Like, you ain't the only person that's gonna annoy you.
Yeah.
Just go talk to somebody before you make any type of
movie. Yeah, and I just want to, like say, like, you know, with everything you said and how we just talked about, like, holding things that's holding you back, you know, and to even digress on that, I really do believe in you that you do. Like, seriously, I really do believe that you have that influence and you have that appearance and without you even trying hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, you think about that so much. Like, I don't want to be out here trying so hard, but I really do feel like you can get out here doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, and still catch them people's attention. Like, you got the look, you know what I'm saying? Your music, you actually are a great musician. You know what I'm saying? You have the talent, so you welcome. So it ain't like you already gotta be out here proving a point to a nigga, because you are the point. You see what I'm saying? Literally, you are the point. So it's like, when a motherfucker sit down, I'm like, oh, this nigga hard. So now it's easy to catch on, regardless of when you start, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that you started. And I think that was, like, the whole purpose of that conversation, like, the fact that you got started, you didn't let it fuck you up, you know what I'm saying? And we all still in this process together. You know, we still getting started. We ain't finished yet. You know what I'm saying? We still building on it. Literally the beginning. Yeah, it's just the start. Most definitely.
They're gonna be way more than, that shit just like.
And so when we talk about the music that you do have out, put a date on there. Like, is this some when you first started coming out? Just how old is this music? What's the timeline?
You check my footage right now, like, bro, I ain't just like I said, I was on like a hiatus.
Yeah.
So, like, I ain't released nothing, like.
You was on what?
A hiatus. Like,
a what?
A hiatus.
A hyena? I'm just fucking with him. I'm sorry. Don't tell y'all therapists I need that. I just had to fuck with him one time. I'm sorry. But no, y'all, people who don't know, I made you say that word three times, but we were gonna have a quick education moment. We gonna give y'all the definition of what this word means now on my podcast, okay? That word means when you go distant. Go like caveman distant, okay? Look that word up. Might have to put it in a podcast on a reel or something, you know. Hyena, goddamn. We went on a hyena. Anyways, digress.
So, like, the music that's out now, like, it's dope, it's cool, but it's like the old truth. Mm-hmm. Like 2 years
ago. You a new man now. You a new man today.
Like, you look at the shit now, like, it's all even the picture. Like,
yeah, you can tell, like, ah, that ain't him no more. I see somebody else. I'm looking at a new man. This is a new guy. So it's not him. This is an imposter.
But that just go to show, like, you see, what's all the people that I got to focus more on building myself as artists. Like, I don't got no manager. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm recording myself, promote myself, like, I'm doing a lot of shit by myself. I ain't tripping on it. But it's like, I see how much I got to lock in.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I can't bullshit with you.
For sure.
The minute I go do this and just get distracted or some shit, bro. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it because I always fall through, but it's like,
you never know when it might be that moment where you like, shit, it might be the last straw. I really need to go on and lock in with myself for real and get focused.
I'm like, I have a chance to pocket or where I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit may happen.
Right, exactly. And I may take the opportunity for granted. Yeah, I think that that's something that I really feel like is so important. And I really like preach that to so many people. And I definitely preach it to myself. Like we just trusting the journey and just trusting in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like pushing yourself, because faith without works is dead. You know, and if you don't apply that action to whatever you want, like you said, you might miss it, literally. And you don't want to miss it.
You out here chilling. You're supposed to be out here. I'm just saying, like, you know, random spot or something. You might have just been headed to work.
So yeah.
What you really want, though, you ran into somebody that, damn, you do that? Hell yeah, that's what I want to do. And put you on now. Like,
yep. And that's all you needed, for real. I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to Big Yavo, Lord. He gonna kill me because I say his name so wrong so many times. But Big Yavo, I was listening to one of his old ass interviews, man. And it was like something he said, like just for me. Like, he a musician. So I feel like people who are musicians, they can take this in. But I took it in as just being a podcast, a YouTube influencer. And he was just talking about, like, even on his like YouTube channel, he only had 3 subscribers. You know, he talked about he ain't had no support. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga, the interview I was watching, I think he was just jumped off the porch. So shout out to Just Jumped Off the Porch. But this man, like, literally talking about how he ain't had no subscribers. And it just go to show, like, consistency. Actually, like, that it makes sense. Like, when you really put your mind to it, it really do. That man came from 3 subscribers to have, what, over 100K. One of his videos just hit 1 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you hear stuff like that, you know, sometimes it seems so impossible.
That's what you're
doing, bro. Exactly. It is. And when that shit come true, you be like, damn, I was just like, what the fuck?
Shit, I did.
Like,
this shit. But then, even when you, like, and
I'll
be telling myself this shit, like, even when I get
Yeah, you can't never get comfortable.
I said, bro, I got comfortable. Like, you know, this shit hard. Like, I listen to myself. But it's like, I done seen it with a lot of artists that get up there, you know what I'm saying, get comfortable. It's time to push it to the max. Then, just hit that level. Like,
for sure.
I already got, like, a type of, like, a die hard work ethic. So, like,
for sure. Man, you, I ain't gonna lie, you one of the most hardest guys I know, literally. And I ain't gonna care, like, what's so crazy is. And you know how we just talking about how people say stuff just on being biased. Like, I know. Shout out to BG the Boss. Like, literally, this man brag about you so much. Like, literally. This man literally brags about you so much. And it's like, and I tell BG all the time, like, not even just being on no friends type shit, just as a musician, as an artist, like, I respect him so much because when a person can, like, when a person can really see you grinding, like, and how we beat ourselves up so much. You know what I'm saying? We also need that constructive criticism. But then it's like people still see, like, bro, this nigga really be grinding, though. You know what I'm saying? And for him to always call you out on it, like, it's never a time where I'm not around. He don't be like, man, Trill, bro, that nigga harder. Like, he give you your flowers no matter where he at, no matter what he doing. He could be doing something pissed out. It's like, he gonna say, oh, man, I'm, yeah, my nigga Trill hard. Like, he gonna always give your flowers in. When a person see you and they be like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? And to hear that this man just got your flowers like that, they be like, oh yeah, he hard.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you testify to what people talking about you.
For sure.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you already getting that hype. So yeah, it's already there. It's already there. For sure. It's already there.
I got these 2 projects coming too, like.
Okay, talk about the 2 projects, man. Let the people know what's going on.
I got 2 EPs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
One's called YKTV, which is You Know the Vibe. And the second one is Lil Game 2.
Okay.
And like, Lil Game 2 is like a series of like love songs. So, like,
yeah, so it was going to be more like a little R&B vibe type.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
why
I really
okay, I'm going to add it to my playlist.
Hey,
for sure.
That's why I've been really performing out of R&B songs in the last show. Like, that's what the Love Game probably gonna consist of.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the Love Game, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, I got a first version of the Love Game, the first one. Like,
that's is true. That one already out?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, okay.
Y'all can go screen and y'all can go play. It's cool, it's dope, like, but it's like 3 years old.
Yeah, it's old.
So like, I ain't gonna lie, I make music like that, but it's way better now.
Yeah.
That shit cold though. Like people even telling me then, like, you don't sound like you here, but I ain't even.
You ain't right. Trying to do all that. He's just trying
to. Some of this shit make me cringe, man. I hear. You just gotta believe in this shit. You gotta see that vision. You gotta bring it to fruition. Like, you can't bullshit with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you be the only person that see that shit. Like, shit. I mean, you just gotta make it happen. I don't be knowing too much more how to put it sometimes now, because like that's what I had to tell myself, like, or even when I was like making, like, I feel like ass music, like, I was like, bro, I gotta just keep going. Like,
yeah, because you gotta start from somewhere, like, yeah, you do, you gotta start from somewhere, and if you believe in yourself enough to know that you can do better, I think, like, it's literally just like a baby. Babies don't stay babies forever, they have to grow up into an adult, you have to grow, you have to mature, so it's like, when you put that into your head, like, even with your music, like, okay, I'm taking baby steps first, but I know I'm gonna become an adult in this. Like, I'm gonna reach my greatest limitations, and I hope I don't have any. And it's like, then you go from hoping to, like, I know I don't have any. It's because it's all a mindset thing. And then it starts with that, like, changing your mindset, knowing that you can do it. Like, telling yourself, I'm gonna be capable of doing this, and I'm gonna do it. I will, I must, I can. Like, literally. Hey, shout out to Eric Thompson, because I stole it from him. I didn't steal it, but I said it, goddamn. Yeah. But yeah, for real, though, like, that's just, like, one of his slogans. Like, I will, I must, I can. Like, I will achieve this, I can achieve this, and I must achieve this. Like, whatever, after that achieve that you want to put, that's what's going to come to pass. This shall pass, the storm shall pass, but this shall come to pass, meaning that this going to happen. You feel me? Most definitely.
I
fuck with it too. Like,
remind me of like my favorite Bible verse. Like,
what's your favorite Bible verse?
4:13.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things.
Yes.
I gotta go to sleep.
I can do all things.
I miss you.
For sure.
That's my favorite. It's just my favorite Bible verse because it's like. Like, I always tell everybody, like, bro, I walk with God with everything I do. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm perfect. I don't never think I'm perfect.
But you know who's standing beside you.
Yeah, I know my attention's good. My attention's always good. Like, if shit go left, that's why I be so cool about it. Like, mm-hmm. When it do go left, sometimes I used to trip. Sometimes I still trip. Like, I'm learning to, like, a lot of this shit just go. But, like, that's why I've been more so cool about a lot of shit just falling to the left. Because it's like, if it ain't meant for me, it just ain't meant for me.
You know, like, yeah.
It is what it is. I'm going to be happy regardless. Like, you can't make me happy. I'm already happy before I
for sure. That's how it's supposed to be anyways. Like, people think you got to make somebody happy. You got to make yourself happy. Like, right. When you get into any kind of relationship with anybody, whether it's with a spouse, family, mama, dad, whoever, you can't expect people to make you happy. You got to give that to yourself.
They don't know your mind. They don't know who you
are. Exactly. You change every day.
These people, bro, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, don't nobody know your mind, bro. Like, you the only one that knows what really satisfies you. You the only one that knows really, what really, like, make you, like, hey, yeah, I live this life. Like, you don't know, like, shit. And you can tell somebody that shit. Strong. They gotta know, they gotta understand how much this shit means to you though. They gotta understand how much this shit is a part of you.
Yeah.
They don't get that. They'll never like, they'll say some shit like even to us, like to my music, to your podcast, to say if I see your others like on some shit like they say some shit about this shit. Like, we sensitive about this shit. I ain't gonna lie, I'm sensitive about my music. Like,
yeah.
You can't say too much the wrong shit. Like, I like when you, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Might get a response, but don't comment no bullshit.
Okay, good luck. Look here.
But nah, like, I ain't gonna tell. Like, yeah, I feel like everybody needs, like, some shit that you care about. Like, when, if they don't understand how deep that shit is for you, mm-hmm. Like, and how much their opinion matters,
right?
Like, damn, that shit.
It'll always run over their head.
Come on, man. Yeah, and they won't get it. That's just put a bind between
And they form more problems. Yep.
That's what I'm saying now.
Literally, and what he said, like, I feel like they're the one over people here, because you'll be sitting here thinking, like, how does all that correlate with you? Like you said, when you think about it, when you think about significant other, like family, whoever, whatever relation, when it comes to something you care about, like you said, his music, my podcast, my number, like everything that I do, I love young people. That's what I care about. When I see somebody jeopardizing it, hurting my vision, it's like, bro, you don't even fuck with me for real. Because if you don't fuck with what I'm doing, how the fuck you fuck with me? Like, you don't even love me, bro. Because if you don't love what I'm doing, how do you love me? Like, it's not making sense. Like, it's just not adding up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with you. So, Tria, I really want to just thank you again for coming, man. Y'all, we had a shorter podcast today, because as I said before, we both got to be somewhere today, y'all. We got one thing that I love about everybody who I bring in this space, into this platform, is that we always got something going on. We always elevate ourselves, and that's what the whole purpose of just this podcast is. This first season is about elevation. It's about, what are we doing now? What is the now? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, just shout out to you again, just for everything that you're pursuing in your life, and I really do wish the best for you, man. Let the people know where they can follow you. Of course, let the people know where they can find your music. You know, even though he hasn't put none out yet, y'all, we gonna have him on the show again like two more times, because he got a lot to say, and I definitely want us to really digress into his music career, where it started from. Today was really like a just glimpse of like what's going on, like who is this guy, like just, you know what I'm saying, little snippy, let's talk on earth, you know, let's talk on the podcast. But I'm gonna let him talk. Go ahead, let people know where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, really on every platform, Trillamilla. My music is on YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. Like, I got a lot of dope shit coming. Like I said, I got two projects on the way.
Most definitely.
Old shit right now, but like, I promise y'all, I got some dope new shit coming. So real soon. Like,
For sure.
Before she dropped the podcast.
Probably before I drop the podcast, and I'm definitely gonna drop the podcast real soon. So check that out. Hey, we're going to check out with Tria Manila on the motherfucking podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Aisha Speaks Real. I really, really love y'all so much, and I really hope y'all took a lot from this conversation. Y'all know the goal is to always educate, promote awareness to a healthy lifestyle. Of course, we always want you all to laugh, have fun, you know, whether you listen to this podcast in your car, at work, whatever, on break. We want you all to be able to feel a connection through us, through the voice, through the conversation, through the experiences. We out. I love y'all. Y'all have a good day. Turn up. Bye, y'all. Let's see if Aisha Speaks Real.